Well, just before we dismiss the children, I want to share just a very brief pastoral word with you in just a little over a week. As you know, we will have the opportunity as a nation, you will have the opportunity as citizens of this nation to cast your vote. And I want to encourage you as believers to cast your vote. It's one of the ways that we can act like Christians. It's one of the ways that we can be salt and light in the world. And so I just strongly want to urge you to think carefully, consider according to what you know to be true, and cast your vote. But I also want to say something which is far more important this morning. There's something more important than you voting next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but the next Tuesday. And that is where your confidence is, where your security is. God's word is ever so clear. Human governments, folks, they're this big. He holds them in the palm of his hand. They are like a drop in the bucket. So let there be no loss of confidence in the goodness of God. Let there be no loss of security, whoever is in office. It is important for us as Christians to remember God will not be moved next Tuesday. So vote, but far more important, would you please remember there's no cause, no matter what happens, ever for those who belong to God to worry or complain or whine. So remember what God does call you to. He calls you to pray for those who are in office, because human government is ordained of God. And so let us be faithful and let us not be guilty, people of Crossway, of some sort of failure to trust in God.